Good morning.
大家好。
It's great to be here today.
今天能够再次来到这里面真的是非常的好。
We're going to the topic for today.
今天的讲题
is abundant festivals.
是丰盛的节期。
Abundant festivals.
丰盛的节期。
Can we please turn open the Bible to Exodus chapter 23?
请大家打开圣经出埃及记第23章。
Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记第23章。
Verses 14 through 19.
第14节到第19节。
So chapter 23, verses 14 through 19.
出埃及记第23章14节到第19节。
Okay, again, can we all read together in English or in Chinese?
让我们一起用中文用英文来读。
Okay, one, two, three, go.
好。一年三次
year,
你要向我守节，你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚比月内所定的日期，吃无酵饼七天，谁也不可空手朝见我，因为你是这月出了埃及，又要守收割节，所收的是你田间所种劳碌得来出熟之物，并在年底收藏，要守收藏节。一切的男丁要一年三次朝见主耶和华，不可将我祭生的血和有酵的饼一同献上，也不可将我结上祭生的脂油留到早晨。地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你神的殿，不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, once again, you have called us into your hands.
主啊，你再次把我们召集在你的手中。
Lord, once again, on a Sunday morning, we gather here again to worship you.
我们再一次在主日清晨来敬拜你。
Lord, may you help us.
主愿你帮助我们。
Please help us.
请你帮助我们。
To understand what we are gathering for.
让我们明白我们为什么聚集。
Remind us. Help us remember who you are.
帮助我们来记得你是谁。
Help us. Remind us what you've done in our lives.
也帮助我们记得你在我们生命中所做的。
Lord, so that our gathering every Sunday, no matter where we are.
以至于我们每个主日无论在哪里聚集。
Lord, that our gathering will not be in vain.
我们的聚集都不是枉然。
That we truly ask for your revealing, your revelation.
我们真的是求你向我们启示。
That we truly ask for our relationships to be closer to you.
我们实在的求你让我们与你的关系更加的亲近。
Lord, please be with us and speak to us.
主啊，求你与我们同在，并且向我们说话。
Lord, we humans, we are not perfect.
我们是不完全的人。
Lord, us, me, speak, standing here speaking for you is not perfect.
在这里为你说话的也不完全。
Lord, but your words are perfect.
但是你的话是全备的。
May you yourself complete your words.
愿你自己来成全你自己的话。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心说话。
So that your words may become real in each one of us.
使你的话在我们每个里面都是活的。
Not only to the listener.
不单单是听的
but also to the speaker and to the translator.
也对说的和翻译的
Lord, we need your grace and mercy to be with us.
我们需要你向我们怜悯，向我们施恩。
We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So, today, the passage that we just read.
我们今天读的经文
speaks of three festivals.
讲到三个节期。
So these three festivals are not only mentioned here in the book of Exodus.
这三个节期不单单在出埃及记里面提到。
It's also mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
在生命记的第十八章。
It's also mentioned in great detail in Leviticus chapter 23.
在利未记的二十三章也有详细的记载。
Those chapters, they were talking about the specific actions that you're supposed to do in those feasts.
那么在那些地方呢，讲到在这些节期当中，以色列人要做的具体的事情。
It's in great detail what sacrifices need to be made.
讲到了那些祭物的细节。
And also how to make those sacrifices.
也及怎样的来做这些祭物。
But here in Exodus, you can see something.
在出埃及记呢，我们能够看到一些。
That God has left all those things out.
神没有讲到这些细节。
God did not even talk about how to make sacrifices.
神这里面都没有讲怎么来做这些祭物。
There's no greater detail as to what they should do during those festivals.
也没有讲到在这些节期他们啊要具体要做的事情。
So I want to mention this first.
我首先要提这一点。
So that we will understand that we are talking about the context of this chapter here in the book of Exodus.
那么大家真的明白，我们在这里讲到的是出埃及记这里面上下文的内容。
It's not to go into detail on what sacrifices we're supposed to be making, because it's not said here.
我们不会讲到这些祭物的细节，因为这里面没有提到。
So please keep that in mind.
请大家记得。
We need to stay in the context of what God has written here.
我们需要知道呢，神在这里面所记载的这个上下文。
It's mentioned three times in three different places. Why is it that it's recorded this way here?
那么在圣经当中有三处记载。这三个节气，那么就明白为什么在这里面要这样记载。
Okay, so let's start.
让我们开始。
So start with on the lighter side.
让我们先讲一点轻松的。
So the three Chinese men that died.
有三个中国人他们死了。
And they went to the heaven and they were stopped by Saint Peter right at the pearly gate.
那么呢，他们到了天上，但是呢，在珍珠门之前呢，圣彼得就把他们拦住了。
Oh, by the way, do you know during the spring before I finish this, do you guys know that at the end of winter, at the beginning of spring, there's a day called Groundhog Day?
大家知不知道，在春天在冬天结束，春天来到的时候，有一天叫做土拨鼠日。
You know what that day is, right?
大家知道那一天吧
？So at the end of winter, Groundhog supposed to come out.
在冬天结束的时候，土拨鼠就要出来了。
And somewhere in Midwest, in Wisconsin or whatever, right? That the farmers will wait for that groundhog to come up.
在中西部，比方说在威斯康星那边呢，那些农夫就等着这些土拨鼠出来。
So when it comes up, if it sees its own shadow.
如果这些土拨鼠出来看到他们自己影子的话
，then it means that it's going to be a couple of more days, weeks of winter.
那么就知道呢，冬天还有几周才会过去。
If the groundhog didn't see its own shadow, then it means that spring is coming. Right.
如果这些土拨鼠没有看到他们影子的时候，就知道春天已经来到了。
Okay, so groundhog day. Okay, remember that.
所以那天叫做土拨鼠。
So three Chinese men died, and they went to the heavenly gate, and there.You got Saint Peter waiting for them.
这三个中国人死了，他们到了天上，到了这个天门的时候，彼得在那里等候他们。
As you know, there are some sayings that Saint Peter is the one that guards the heavenly gate into heaven.
有人说呢，彼得呢是在天堂里面守门的。
So Saint Peter asked them and said they can enter the gates if they can answer one simple question.
那么彼得就跟他们说，如果他们能够回答一个简单的问题，他们就可以进到天国里面去。
So Peter asked the first Chinese man and said, "Let me ask you, what is Easter?"
他就问第一个中国人说，复活节是什么
？And the Chinese man replied, "Oh, that's easy."It's the holiday in November when everyone gathers together and eats turkey.
那中国人说这很简单呐，这是十一月份的一个节日，大家聚在一起吃火鸡。
And Saint Peter shook his head and said, "No, no, not you're not entering."
圣彼得就摇头说不对，不对，不对，你进不去。
So he turned to the second Chinese man.
然后他问第二个中国人
and asked the same question.
同样一个问题。复活节是什么？
And he replied,
那个人回答说
Well, Easter is a holiday that we put up a tree, we exchange gifts, and celebrate the birth of Jesus.
他说呢，复活节呢，就是我们拿一个，我们弄一棵树，然后我们交换礼物，然后来庆祝耶稣的生日。
And Saint Peter said, What are you talking about? No, wrong. You're not entering.
彼得说你在胡说八道你错了你进不去
So he turned to the third Chinese man
然后他问了第三个中国人
And he asked him the same question
我也问了同样的问题
Do you know what Easter is?
你知不知道复活节
Yes I do
我当然知道
Replied the Chinese man Easter is the Christian holiday that coincides with the Jewish celebration of Passover.
他说复活节呢正好跟犹太人的逾越节发生在同一天。
Jesus and his disciples were eating at the Last Supper and Jesus was later deceived and turned over to the Romans by one of his disciples.
耶稣和他的门徒一同吃最后的晚餐被他的门徒所出卖被出卖给
And he said the Romans took him and crucified him and he was stabbed on his side.
罗马人, 鞭打他把他钉了十字架并且 用枪刺他的肋旁。
Made to wear a crown of thorns and was hung on the cross with nails through his hands.
那么给他戴上荆棘的冠冕把他钉在十字架上。
He was buried in the cave which was sealed off by a large boulder.
他被埋葬并且用大石头把坟墓堵住。
So Saint Peter at this moment he was smiling.
这时候圣彼得他就笑了。
With delight.
非常的高兴。
And he was going to allow this Chinese man to enter through the pearly gate.
他就允许这个中国人能够进入到天门。
But the third Chinese man did not stop. He continued.
但是这个第三个中国人他还继续地说。
He said, every year the boulder is moved aside so Jesus can come out. And if he sees his own shadow, there will be six more weeks of winter.
每年呢这个石头会挪开耶稣会出来如果他看到自己的影子的话那么就意味着还有六周的冬天
So starting on the lighter side right?
大家先开个玩笑
Apparently these people they didn't know what Easter is
这些人显然不知道复活节的意义
So remember that
请大家记得
Holidays
节日
Or festivals
或者节期
A lot of us, we don't know what it truly means
我们不明白真正的意义
You know, there are two kinds of passages in the Bible that I used to skip when I reach it
那么圣经里面有两类的经文我过去常常的会忽略
I will read when I reach that section I'll just skip over
我会读圣经读到这些经文的时候我就会跳过去
You know what two types of passages
大家知道是哪两类的经文
First kind
第一类
Genealogy
是家族
Okay First chapter of book of Matthew the gospel of Matthew never read it
马太福音的第一章我从来都不读
When I see itSkip over.
我看到那里就跳过去。
It's just names, and they're not only names, they're names hard to pronounce.
这些不有名字，不单单是名字，而且是很难念的名字。
And what's the second kind?
那么第二类呢？
Whenever I read festivals or sacrifices,
当我念到节祭和祭物的时候，
or basically anything about the law,
凡是和律法有关的。
So you know what? It basically means that for a long, long time, I never read the book of Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy.
那么就过去很长一段时间，我从来不读立位记、生命记和民数记。
You know, to me, those books didn't really appear. Didn't really exist.
对我来讲，这些书仿佛不存在一样。
They're really the boring kind.
非常非常的无聊。
But you know what? Later, I discovered.
那后来我却发现
that everywhere you look in the Bible,
不论你看到圣经哪里
you can see how God cares about you and loves you.
你就可以看到神是如何的爱你，如何的在意你。
And you may ask, everywhere?
你会说，
in the Bible?
你说圣经每一个地方吗？
Yes.Absolutely everywhere.
是的，绝对是每一个地方。
Every chapter.
每一章。
That you can see that how God really truly loves you.
你就可以看到神如何真实的爱你。
Even on the sections talking about genealogy.
甚至那些讲家谱的地方。
Even in the sections that's only talking about laws and rules and festivals.
就是那些讲到律法、规则和节期的地方。
So this passage speaks of three festivals that God wanted the Israelites to keep.
这段经文里面讲到神要以色列人所守的三个节期
And this is a wonderful passage if we examine it closely
如果我们仔细读这些经文的话这是对我们是非常美好的经文
You know in about 2 weeks it will be Labor Day weekend
还有两个礼拜就到劳工节了。
So when we think of Labor Day weekend, what do we think of?
当我们想到劳工节的时候，想到的是什么？
Some people will think, ah, it's the great gospel meeting, right?
大家会想到那是福音营的时候。
Oh yeah, definitely, gospel meeting. But if you are not going to gospel meeting, what would you be thinking about?
当然会有福音，但是如果你不去福音营的话，劳工节对你意味着什么？
You know, for me, when I think of Labor Day on that day, it means, oh, good, this is the end of summer.
那么对我来讲，讲到劳工节的时候太好了，因为夏天结束了。
I remember I mentioned to this congregation before, I really don't like summer.
我记得以前跟大家讲过，我非常的不喜欢夏天。
It's too hot, too muggy. My favorite time is winter.
夏天呢太热太潮湿，我喜欢的是冬天。
You know why? Because there's a lot of holidays during winter time.
因为在冬季的时候有许多的节日。
It's like every other week, it feels like there's a holiday.
每过两个礼拜就好像有一个节日。
Okay, so when I think of Labor Day, I think, you know what? Summer's over.When fall is about to come and winter is close.
当我想到劳工节的时候，我想到夏天过去了，秋天来了，冬天也快了。
So what do you think about?
大家怎么想？
I know on everywhere, right? Even on cell phone, wherever you'll see Labor Day weekend sale.
大家在每一个地方，在手机上都会看到劳工节大雪冰。
Hey, it's the time to going to the mall, have an excuse, go to the mall and buy something.
那大家是到商场里面买东西的时候。
Right, buy something that you don't really need and show it off to someone you don't really care, right?
买一些你不需要的东西，然后呢，给一些你不太在意的人看一看。
You know, if you really want...You can buy a car. It's the day, it's the weekend that, you know, the last big sale, car sale of the year.
如果你愿意的话呢，你可以去买一辆车，这是一年当中最后促销的季节。
You know, sometimes you even have cell phone sales, right? Samsung Galaxy S10, buy one, get one free.
那有的时候你甚至能够买到三星的手机啊。买一送一的。
Right? Labor Day weekend, it's a day of celebration of shopping, basically.
劳工节呢就是啊。就是购物的季节。
You know, in today's society,
在今天的社会里面，
it's not very often that people remember the original meaning of the holidays that they celebrate.
没有很多人能够真正的思想这些节日的真正的意义。
What about Veterans Day?
退伍军人节呢？
What about Memorial Day?
国殇节。
Do you know the difference between the two, Memorial Day and Veterans Day?
大家知不知道国殇节和退伍军人节之间的区别？
Think about it, you'll be surprised. A lot of people celebrate it year in and year out, and they don't even know what the difference is between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
很多人每年都庆祝，但是他们却不知道这两个节期之间的区别。
Very different holidays.
两个很不同的节日。
You know, for example, but you know, on some of these holidays,
在某些节日时。
On Memorial Day or Veterans Day, for example,
比如说在国殇节或者退伍军人节
instead of just enjoying the day off and go to the mall or go on a vacation,
可以呢休息，可以去可以去购物，可以这样去去买东西
instead of doing those things,
除了做这些。除了这些事情之外
，There are some people, small group amount of people.
有一小部分人
，They choose to go to the cemetery of soldiers that have died in the Civil War, in World War One, in World War Two.
有些人呢，他们选择去墓地来纪念那些在国内战争、在一次大战、二次大战那些牺牲的士兵。
Not too many.
没有很多人这样。
Probably one out of 100.
大概1%。
They will go and they will stand in front of the graves, offer up a bouquet of flower, and stand there for a while.
他们呢会到墓地，在这些士兵的墓前矗立一会儿，他们会带着花把花献给他们。
They will go there and remember what they have done.
他们会到那里来纪念这些牺牲的士兵他们所做的事情。
Some people will put up flags in front of their house to appreciate what the nation has provided for them.
那么有些人呢会在他们的门前竖起小旗来纪念这个国家为他们所做的。
Why do these people remember?
为什么他们记得?
Why are they different?
为他们有什么不同?
Why they do different things from most other people?
为什么他们做的与大多数人不同?
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they have a personal connection with that day.
因为呢，他们亲身的与这些日子 有关系。
They don't forget.
他们不会忘记。
They can't forget.
他们无法忘记。
Maybe it's their relative, their beloved ones that died in that war.
也许是他们亲友，也许他们所爱的在这些战争中牺牲了。
Maybe it is that he himself, they themselves, that they have survived from those wars.
也许他们自己就是这些战争的幸存者。
That there is a personal connection with that day.
他们与这些日子有切身的联系。
When some people see it as just a day off,
很多人只把这天看作是休息。
They know what it means.
但是他们却知道这些日子的意义。
They don't forget.
他们不会忘记。
Do you know that the Bible, in the Bible, God also asked the Israelites to remember three holidays?
大家知不知道，在圣经中，神也叫以色列人要记住三个节期。
And these are not holidays in the Bible; they are called festivals.
在圣经中，这些不叫节日，而叫做节期。
Because most of these days is not just one day.
因为呢，这不是一天的节日。
It's not just a long weekend.
不是一个长周末。
It's a day of celebration for 7 days.
而是七天的庆祝。
It's like they have 3 Chinese New Years, right, in a year.
好像一年当中他们有三次中国的春节。
It's wonderful.
是非常非常的好。
Why did God ask them to celebrate?
神为什么要让他们来庆祝?
Why did God ask them to celebrate these three holidays?
神为什么要让他们来纪念这三个节期?
It is established for God to tell men.
是神要告诉人
for men to not forget about God
让人不要忘记神
for men not to for the Israelites not to forget about what he has done for them
让以色列人不要忘记神为他们所做的
so that the Israelites can understand the purpose and meaning of that holiday
所以以色列人可以明白这些节期的意义
you know this is a wonderful passage
这是非常好的一段经文
let's take a look at it
我们一起来看
all right verse 14
第十四节
it says three times in a year you shall keep a feast to me
一年三次你们要向我守节
so here it says you shall keep a feast to me
你们要向我守节
who is the focus of the festival
这些节期的焦点在哪里
God himself
是神自己
okay he is the reason that they celebrate for
这是他们纪念的原因
yeah people sure will have fun during the festival
那么在这些节期中人当然会欢乐
Yeah, people will have a chance to relax and rest during that festival.
他们可以放松，他们可以休息。
Yes, it's a time of joy and gathering.
这是聚集喜乐的时间。
But remember one thing.
但是要记得一件事。
Why is this fun and memorable?
为什么这是值得纪念的欢乐时间?
Why is it a time of rest?
为什么是休息的时间?
Why is it a time that's worth celebrating even?
这是为什么值得纪念的时间?
It's because of God.
是因为神。
That you are keeping these festivals to me.
你们要向我守节。
You know, what gives holidays meaning?
是什么使这些节期有意义?
So let me ask you, think about it. What gives holidays meaning?
我问大家,是什么使节期的有了意义呢?
What gives Thanksgiving or the Chinese New Year such significance over the other holidays?
是什么使感恩节和中国新年跟其他的节期比就更有意义呢?
When we think about it, it's because these are the times that we gather around with our family.
因为这是我们跟我们家人团聚的时间。
Chinese New Year is not fun just because it's Chinese New Year.
中国新年不是单单因为它是中国新年而有意义。
It's because it's the time that we gather around with our family.
而是因为这是我们跟家人团聚的时间。
With our most beloved one.
与我们最亲爱的人的时间。
So is Thanksgiving.
感恩节也是一样。
These are the times that we spend with those that are closest and dearest to us.
这是跟我们最亲近的人，我们最在意的人在一起的时间。
You know, to the children, right? To children.
对孩子们来说。
Why is Chinese New Year so fun?
为什么中国新年这么好玩?
It's because they get to get the red envelopes.
因为他们可以拿到红包。
But it's only fun for me when I was little for about 10 seconds.
那么对我来讲的话，就 这恐怕只有十秒，这只是十秒钟的事。
It's because my parents will take it right away.
因为我父母马上就把红包拿走了。
It's like thank you, grandpa, grandma, and here you go, parents. Right there.
就是呢，我跟爷爷奶奶说一声谢谢，然后就交给父母。
That happens throughout, and now you know there's no red envelopes I get anymore. I give red envelopes, right?
那么呢，这是过去了，现在就已经没有这样的红包了。
So that's not the reason for me to be happy on Chinese New Year.
对我来讲，这不是新年啊，让我快乐的事情。
The thing that never changes is what?
不改变的是什么
？I gather around with my family, with my beloved ones.
而是跟我的家人，跟我所爱的人聚在一起。
That will never change.
这个不会改变。
You know, now I get those, you know, on WeChat, right? We have a lot of young people, high schoolers.Right, that we fellowship with.
大家都知道微信对不对？我们有很多高中生，我们通过微信跟他们有一些交流。
So a lot of times on the Chinese New Year early morning, I'll get these messages. It's like red envelopes. Click, you can get red envelopes, right?
那么在中国新年早上起来的时候，你就会看到那些红包，你要点一下就会得到红包。
I'm always late because they usually send it out at midnight or 1 o'clock. I'm already asleep at that time. They're not.
那么呢，我常常都会晚，因为呢，这些孩子都是半夜的时候发红包，那时候我已经睡了。
Usually when I click on it, it's like 1 cent. Congratulations.
通常当我点开这些红包的时候，只拿到一分钱。
Right? But that's not the reason why I'm happy. The reason why I'm happy is because I'm spending the time with my beloved ones.
那这些呢，不是使我欢乐的原因，使我欢乐的原因是因为我可以跟我爱的人在一起。
Right? It's that gives us meaning.
是这个给了我们意义。
Here it says, "You shall keep a feast to me."
这里面讲到你们要向我守节。
It means that this festival is not just about celebration, because guess what? Celebrations will end.
咱们讲到的这些节气不单单是说要来庆祝，因为呢，这庆祝总有一天要结束的。
When it ends, you eat more, you get fat. Then what else?
那么当这节气结束的时候，你吃多了，你会变胖，会怎么样？
No, it gives you meaning is because of the one that you care about.
那么这些节气之所以有意义，是因为这跟你相关，跟你最在意的人有关。
It gives these three festivals meaning because it is a festival that's celebrated, that's holding, that's celebrated for and to God.
那么这些三个节气的之所以有意义呢，是因为是向着神，也是为着神。
You know, it God knows that they're forgetful people.
神知道人是健忘。
If you keep on reading the Old Testament, you will see the Israelites are forgetful people.
如果你读旧约的话，你会发现以色列人他们是健忘的民族。
Now do not be mistaken, we are not any better than the Israelites.
大家不要搞错，我们不比以色列人强。
You know, God says three times in a year they are to keep this festival.
神说一年三次你们要守节。
And if you don't know, if you don't know the backstory, actually these three festivals, one is the beginning of the year, another one the middle of the year, and another one at the end of the year.
那么呢，大家要知道这三个节期，一个是在年初，一个是在年中，一个是将近年尾的时候。
You know, when God says this three times in a year, keep these festivals to me, it sounds like a commandment.
当神说你们一年三次向我守节的时候，听上去好像是诫命一样。
But if you really think about it, it's as if God doesn't want the Israelites to forget about Him.
那么当我们仔细思想的时候，其实是神不要以色列人忘记他。
Through these three festivals, remember me.
通过这三个节期，你们要记得我。
Remember me.
你们要记得我。
It's almost like when one time my son gives me his toy to bring to work.
就好像有一次呢，我儿子让我带一个他的玩具去上班。
When before I got out of the door, he handed me a toy, a figure that he loved.
在我出门之前呢，他给了我一个玩具，那是他所喜欢的一个小人。
And I said, "What is this for, 豆豆?"
啊，我就对他说，豆豆，你给我这个做什么
？You know what he said?
他说什么呢
？I will never forget.
我永远不会忘记。
He's not even 4 at that time.
那时候他还不到四岁。
He said.He's giving it to me, so whenever I see it in my book bag, I will remember him.
他把这个给我，每当我在我书包里看见他的时候，我就会想起他。
Oh, that day, I just wanted to call my boss and say I'm not coming to work.
那天我就真的想给我老板打个电话，说我不想来上班了。
Okay, God wants us to remember him.
神也要我们记得他。
Okay, and so let's take a look at these three festivals.
让我们来看一下这三个节气。
Verse 15, the first one.
第一个节气在第十五节。
Do you have the PowerPoint?
The first one.
第一个,
there. It says, you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread as I commanded you. You shall eat unleavened bread for 7 days at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty-handed.
你要守除教节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚比月内所定的日期吃无酵饼7天，谁也不可空手朝见我，因为你是这月出了埃及。You
know, the Feast of Unleavened Bread usually happens in April.
除教节通常是在4月份。The
first day is called Passover.
第一天就是逾越节。And
then the next 6 or 7 days,
下来的6到7天,
is called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
就是除教节.
We all know Passover better, right? It's the very first day.
我们大家都知道, 都很清楚,
and then for the next entire week, they're to keep this festival called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
那么下来这一个月呢,
you know what it means? What is the Feast of Unleavened Bread? What's unleavened bread?
大家是不是知道什么叫做
You know what happened? What was happening on the night when the Israelites, they were eating unleavened bread and they were going to exit Egypt?
大家是不是知道在有那天晚上以色列人他们吃无酵饼然后他们要离开埃及?
If you're not familiar with that passage, let me just give you a really, really brief description of what was happening.
如果你不清楚的话呢让我非常简单的跟大家讲一下。
Remember that night of Passover.
大家记得
That night of Passover, they're supposed to be making unleavened bread. They're supposed to be eating. They're supposed to kill a lamb and use the blood of the lamb to put it on the doorpost. They were eating. When we think about it, sometimes we'll think, oh, it's, you know, the family gathering around the round table and we're eating and having a feast.
那么我们想到那幅图画的时候,我们常常会想到那全家人围坐在一个圆桌一同吃饭。
Oh, no, no, no.
不是这样。
Like that. Remember.
要记得,
throughout the land of Egypt,
在埃及全地,
what's happening?
在发生什么事?
People are dying.
人在死。
And the Bible said there's this great bewildering all over the land of Egypt.
圣经告诉我们说,埃及全地都在哀嚎,
great crying.
在遍地哀嚎,
because all the firstborns in the land of Egypt are being killed.
因为埃及地所有投生的都被击杀.
You think, oh, firstborn are babies.
你想到出生,投生的大概就是想到出生的婴孩。
Oh, no, no, no.
不是这样。
If you're 60 years old and you're the firstborn in your family, guess what?
即使你是60岁的,但是如果你是头生的话,会发生到什么事情?
You're dead.
你也会被击杀.
It's not about age.
跟年纪无关.
If you're the firstborn,
只要你是头生的,
you're dead.
你就完了.
People are dying all over the land of Egypt.
埃及全地都有人在死亡.
And you're observing that night. You think that they're just resting and say, ah, it's okay, people are dying, we're going to be okay.
你亲眼看到这些事情, 你以为这些人无所谓吗? 啊, 有人在死, 无所谓吗?
We are reading this after the fact.
我们知道发生了什么事情?
Are you sure that lamb, that blood of the lamb on the doorpost will keep us out? Because people are dying around us.
你真的确定? 那门门上的血能够让我们安全吗? 因为我们周围的人在不断的死亡。
And oh, by the way, how did Moses tell them, instruct them to eat?
而且大家读一读, 摩西是怎么告诉他们要如何去吃的?
Moses told them, eat with your sandals on.
摩西告诉他们说, 你们吃的时候要穿着鞋。
Eat with your belt on.
你们要系上带子。
What does that mean?
什么意思?
You are going to leave at any moment.
你们任何的时候都可能要离开。
And if you go back to that chapter, if you continue reading, the Bible even says the reason that it's unleavened bread.
那么如果你回到那一章去读的话, 那里面神就说, 之所以让他们吃无酵饼,
is because there's no time for the bread to rise.
因为呢, 没有时间来发面,
there's no time for the bread to rise.
没有时间来发面,
it's not a day of relaxation. It's a day of terrifying circumstances.
那不是让他们放松的日子, 而是呢, 真的是让他们恐惧的日子。
At the sign that gives Moses, that Moses gives, they're about to go.
摩西跟他们所讲的是他们要离开了。
So when God says, remember the unleavened bread, the feast of unleavened bread.
所以当神说你们要纪念除酵节的时候。
Remember what God has done for you.
要记得神为你们所做的。
That God has taken you out of the land of slavery, out of that terrifying time, out into salvation.
是神要把你们从为奴之地，从那个可怕的时候，从那个可怕的时间里面带出来，进入到来拯救你们。
Remember that night.
要记得那一夜。
You lived. You lived on that night.
你们从那一夜存活。
When others are dying.
当其他人正在死去。
You lived and exited Egypt.
你们活着离开了埃及。
They not only left.
他们不单单离开埃及。
They gathered much gold and precious things.
他们还收集了许多的金银和宝物
and garments
和衣服
they not only gather these things
他们不是去捡来的
they did not only gather
他们不但得到了这些
they walked through the Red Sea
他们还经过了红海
and fled the chasing of the Egyptian army
他们逃脱了追逐他们的埃及士兵丁
so here the Bible says don't come with empty hands
所以圣经里面说你们不要空手而来
It says here don't come with empty hands because
你们不要空手而来因为呢
I let you out of Egypt not empty handed
因为我没有让你们空着手离开埃及
It's not like you are refugees like a lot of times we hear the Syrian refugees or Mexican refugees so on and so forth they come into this country or Europe empty handed they have nothing
不像今天的难民，不像我们今天所看到的叙利亚的难民、墨西哥的难民，他们是空着手来到美国或者到了欧洲。
No, you left Egypt full of gold and silver and garments and precious things.
不，你们这些以色列人，你们离开埃及的时候是满了金银和各样的宝物。
Hey, remember later on they will do something terrible, right? The Israelites will ask Aaron, "Hey, build me a golden calf, right?"
大家记不记得后来他们做了非常可怕的事情？他们要求亚伦为他们造一个金牛犊。
You know what that golden calf is built from?
大家是不是知道这个金牛犊是用什么做的？从哪里做的
？Aaron told them, "Hey, take out your earrings."
亚伦跟他们说：“拿下你们的耳环。
”Your earrings.
耳环呢
？What were they made of?
这些耳环是用什么做的
？Gold.
是用金子做的。
They were wear men and women. They were wearing.
是这些。妇女他们戴着金耳环
They were not poor.
他们并不贫穷
They did not get out of Egypt empty-handed.
他们离开埃及的时候没有两手空空
So when you celebrate this day,
当你纪念这些节日的时候
Don't come empty-handed.
不要空手而来
Israelites celebrate the first festival of the year.
以色列人他们纪念一年当中第一个节期
Start with remembering what I have done for you.In the past.
从纪念我过去为你们所做的开始。
Remember what I've done for you in the past.
记得我过去为你们所做的。
Second.
第二。
Verse 16 it says, "You shall keep the feast of harvest of the first fruits of your labor of what you sow in the field."
第十六节，你们要守收割节，所收的是你田间所种劳碌得来出熟之物。
The feast of harvest.
收割节
It's the second feast.
这是第二个节期
You know, it's also called the feast of Pentecost.
也就是五旬节
This happens during when?
这什么时候发生的
This happens during the first harvest of wheat.
这是呢他们第一次收割麦子的时候
The wheat.
就是麦子
The first harvest when they do, usually in the season, they harvest barley.
那么在这个收割的季节他们第一次收割的麦子是大麦
Okay, this time at the feast of harvest, it's the good kind. It's the wheat.
那么这个时候，他收割节他们所收割的是非常美好的麦子。
It is a short time of rest during the peak of the harvest season.
是在最最忙碌的收割季节的短暂的休息。
It happens around the time of June.
大概是六月份的时候。
Okay, when they harvest, they are to remember.
他们收割的时候要纪念
that they are to thank God for God is providing them food right now.
要感谢神，神现在正 正在供应他们食物。
That God right now is providing exactly what they need.
神此刻供应他们所需要的。
You know, they are to enjoy at that moment what God is giving to them today. So celebrate.
所以呢，他们在享受神今天所赐给他们的，他们要庆祝。
But when you celebrate, remember.
当你庆祝的时候要记得
It is God that gave you this.
是神所赐给你的
Yeah, you worked hard. Yes, you worked hard.
不错你辛勤的劳作
Yes, it was not easy.
确实不容易
Right, but remember.
但是要记得
God gave it to you.
是神给你的
You know, one of my colleagues.
我有一个同事
Back in the early springtime.
大概春天刚开始的时候
got a promotion.
他升职了
So he got a promotion to a job that he really wanted.
他得到了一个他非常想要得到的工作
You know,
一个职位
we work very closely together.
我们一起 我们在工作上的关系非常密切
And from the bottom of my heart, I was really happy for him.
从我内心深处非常的为他高兴
Because I really don't like that one.
因为我不喜欢那个职位
Good, you take it, you take it, go ahead.
你去好了。
So after one of the meetings,
那我们有一次开完会
he was already gone. His name was Chris. He was already gone. Chris was already gone. He went to his position.
这个时候呢，这位同事他叫 Chris， 他已经离开了，他去新的职位了。
And I was having one of our meetings.
那我们有开一次会。
And after the meeting,
开完会之后
he wasn't there, right? So people were all talking about Chris.
Chris 不在那里，大家呢都在谈论他。
So one guy called Nick, he was telling me, he told me.
那有一个叫 Nick 的对我说
，Yeah, you know, Chris, he's a hardworking guy.
他说，你知道吗 ？Chris 这是一个非常努力工作的人。
And he's very smart as well.
他也非常的聪明。
You know, Jeff, he deserves this job.
Jeff, 这个他真的是配得这个工作。
Yeah.And I nodded. I was saying, "Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely deserves this promotion."
当然呢，我们觉得他绝对的配得这个工作。
You know, this is what men will say.
这就是人的话。
Nothing wrong with it, but this is what men will say.
不是说有什么错，这就是人，人就是这么讲话。
When something good happens,
当发生好事的时候
，it's because that person he worked hard, he's smart.He deserves it.
因为呢，那个人他努力工作，他也聪明，所以他配得。
We praise men. We praise people.
我们呢常常把我们来赞扬人。
In our hearts, we praise ourselves.
从我们心里面呢，我们这是赞美我们自己。
You know, when there is a harvest, we give glory to men.
那么当有丰收的时候呢，我们就把荣耀归给人。
But you see, God really wants men to be joyful.
神当然要人要欢乐。
You know, he is not a God that wants us to be, you know, obey. All we do is obey him and listen to him and just be miserable every day. He's the tyrant up there.
神呢并不是一个让我们整天就是要怕他要顺服他让我们每天活在惧怕里面他像一个独裁者暴君一样。
He is a God that provides.
他是一个供应给我们的神。
He is a God full of abundance.
他是一个丰富的神。
He is a God that wants us to celebrate.
他是一个要我们来欢乐的神。
But when you celebrate the feast of harvest,
但是当你在庆祝收割的时候
you are to remember.
你要记得
God is the one that's providing for them.
是神供应他们一切。
And God is providing for them.Right now.
而且神此刻也在供应他们。
Remember,
要记得
the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Remember what God has done for them that night, that day.
除酵节的时候，要记得那一夜神为他们所做的。
Feast of Harvest. Remember, God is giving you what you have right now.
收割节要记得神此刻所给你的。
The third festival.
第三个节期。
You shall keep, still verse 16, the latter half, you shall keep the feast of ingathering at the end of the year when you gather in from the fields the fruits of your labor.
第十六节的后半节并要在年底收藏要守收藏节。
This is towards the end of the harvest season.
这是在收割季节的结尾。
It usually happens sometime in October.
通常是在十月份。
During the fall time.
在秋天
you know, this is when they store all of their harvest in and get ready for winter.
这是他们把所有的东西都收藏起来准备过冬
You know, winter is harsh.
冬天是很艰难的
At that time.
那个时候
You know, when we come to winter, when I already told you, when winter comes, what do I think about?
大家知道呢，当我们想到冬天的时候，冬天来的时候，我们会想到什么
？Holidays，
节假日
；Days off，
放假
；Food，
吃
；Ski snow， I love it，
滑雪都是我喜欢的。
Not so during that time，
那个时候不是这样。
That time winter is a time of potential danger and death。
那个时候冬天就有。对, 我们 对, 对他们来讲是危险和死亡的季节。
Winter is a potential death, a time of starvation.
是有可能会挨饿被饿死的季节。
It's not a fun time to be around.
啊，不是个好玩的时候。
Because nothing can be grown.
因为不能种东西。
But you know what? God is giving them hope.
但是呢，神却把希望给他们。
During the feast of ingathering.
在收藏节的时候。
They are to celebrate. If you look in Leviticus and in the book of Deuteronomy, you'll see that they are to celebrate this as the happiest time of the year.
那如果读利未记和申命记的时候，你就会知道这是以色列人当中最一年当中最最欢乐的节期。
Now, how do you do that in the face of winter? You are to be the happiest.
在你面对冬天的时候，你怎么能够变成最快乐的季节呢？
You know, this day is also called the Feast of the Tents or the Booth.
那这个节期呢，也叫做祝棚节。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
The Bible says elsewhere told us that this is the day when they need to remember it was God that provided them shelter in the wilderness when they got out of Egypt.
那么圣经其他告诉我们说，这是这个季节呢，乃是他们要他们纪念，当他们在旷野的时候，神为他们预备了避难的帐篷。
That God gave them protection.
是神来保护他们。
That in the midst of dangers in the wilderness, God gave them protection.
是在旷野的危险之中，神为他们提供保护。
It is God that led them and gave them protection so that they have hope.For the future,
是神给他们保护，使他们对未来有希望。
So that they don't have to worry about their present danger.
所以他们不用为现在的危险而担忧。
Remember, it is God who sheltered you.
要记得是神保护了你。
When you needed protection the most,
当你最需要保护的时候。
When they celebrate the feast of ingathering,
当他们庆祝收藏节的时候。
They are to remember this is not the end of a season.
让他们记得这不是一季的结束。
Just like when they were facing the dangers of the wilderness.
就像他们面对旷野危险的时候。
Just like right now, at the end of the year, they're facing the danger of winter.
就像这样，就像他们在年末要面对冬天的危险的时候。
Don't worry.
不要担忧。
God will protect you.
神要保护你。
God will protect you through the winter time.
神要在冬天保护你。
Winter will come.
冬天会来到
It will pass.
但也会过去
God will provide you with enough.
神会给你足够的
As a matter of fact, the Bible said, not here, but elsewhere, is that God will bless your harvest, will bless the things that you gather.
在圣经其他地方里面讲到神要祝福你所收藏的
God will give you and provide you protection.
神要给你神要提供你保障。
In the face of danger, in the face of worrying, God will protect you.
在你面对危险、面对担忧的时候，神要保护你。
Because God, rely on God as your protection. That is your real hope.
因为呢，依赖神为你的保护，这才是你的希望。
That's your real hope.
这是你真实的希望。
It's not only about what's right in front of you. It is God that will give you hope.To provide you.
不是你现在周围有什么，乃是神来保护你。
So these three festivals,
这三个节气
they are to remember the terrifying past that God has saved them from.
他们要记得神把他们从最可怕的时间里面救出来。
They are to remember what God is providing for them presently.
他们要记得神此刻为他们所提供的。
And through remember how God has protected them in front of danger.
也要记得呢，当他们面对危险的时候，将来神要如何保护他们。
That they are also to have this hope as to how God will guide them and take them into next year.
也让他们心里面有盼望，神将如何保护他们，如何带领他们进入下一年。
These are the three festivals.
这三个节气。
Great times, great festivals.
是非常非常大的节气。
With deep meanings.
有非常重要的意义，深刻的意义。
And then it's talked about. So we talked about these three festivals, and later on it talks about, it continues to talk about the manner that they need to celebrate these festivals with.
讲了这三个节气之后，下来就讲要如何的来过这三个节。
How they should come to celebrate.
他们怎样的来纪念？
The manner that they have.
就是他们要纪念的方式。
The manner, the 态度。
他们的态度。
All, so first, it says all the males three times a year should appear before the Lord.
首先呢，他讲到一切的男丁一年三次。
Shall appear before the Lord.
要朝见主耶和华。
So they are to remember this repeatedly, three times a year.
他们要一年三次来朝见神。
Three times. So what does it mean to appear before the Lord?
那么来朝见耶和华，朝见神是什么意思？
What does it mean?
是什么意思？
Remember. So when you think about it, what does it mean to appear before the Lord?
那么当你思想的时候，朝见神是什么意思？
Is it to go to the holy temple?
是不是去圣殿？
Is it to go to the tabernacle?
还是去会幕?
Is it?
是吗?
Remember, Jesus once got lost, right, when he was young.
记得他当耶稣小的时候有一次他丢失了。
You know, Mary and Joseph couldn't find him, right?
玛利亚和约瑟找不到他。
And later found Jesus speaking and teaching people right in front of the temple.
啊，后来发现呢，耶稣在圣殿里面教训人。
That was one of these times.
这就是呢节期的时候。
That they went up, the male should went up, they went up to see, appear before the Lord.
那么这男丁呢，他们去朝见耶和华。
But remember at that time when Moses told them, appear before the Lord.
那么当摩西告诉他们去朝见神的时候。
Was there a holy temple?
有圣殿吗？
Was there even a tabernacle?
有会幕吗？
No, there's nothing.
什么都没有。
They just got out of Egypt.
他们刚刚离开埃及。
They're in the wilderness.
他们在旷野之中。
They have nothing.
他们什么都没有。
What does it mean, appear before the Lord?
朝见耶和华是什么意思？
It means,
意思就是
that you are to present yourselves to the Lord wherever you are.
就无论你在哪里，你把自己献给神，到神面前。
Bring yourself to the Lord, offer you to the Lord.
自己来到神面前，把你自己献给神。
It's not go somewhere and appear before the Lord.
不是到一个地方去来朝见神。
It's not like a lot of Christians nowadays. Let's go worship the Lord on Sunday.
而不是像今天很多基督徒一样，到主日的时候让我们去朝见、去敬拜神。
Let's go to church and let's worship.
到教会去敬拜。
No,
不是。
Appear before the Lord means wherever you are.
朝见神的意思就是不论你在哪里
offer yourselves up
把你自己献上
and three times a year
一年三次
remember
记得
three times a year
一年三次
remember
要记得
you know how many times do you say I love you to your wife
那一年你对你太太要说几次我爱你
how many times
几次
in a year
一年当中
it better not be three times a year okay
一年三次就不够了。
It should be like three times a day.
你呢一年一天三次还差不多。
Okay, once in the morning,
早上一次。
Once when you're at work during your lunchtime, call back, I love you.
在你上班吃中餐的时候，给你太太打个电话，告诉她你爱她。
And or text her, right? I love you.
给她发个信息。
Third time before when you're on bed, before you close your eyes, I love you.
第三次就是你在床上闭上眼睛之前对他说我爱你。
God is not asking that much.
神对大家要求不多。
Just three times.
只有三次。
Appear before me.
来朝见我。
Is that a lot to ask?
这是不是要求很多?
It's not really that much to ask, okay?
他没有要求很多。
And then it says,
然后说,
You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with anything leavened, or let the fat of my feast remain until the morning.
不可将我祭牲的血和有酵的饼一同献上，也不可将我节上祭牲的脂油留到早晨。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
They are to understand.
以色列人要明白
that they cannot save anything for themselves.
他们不能为自己保留任何东西。
They cannot save anything for themselves.
他们不能为自己保存任何东西。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
It means Israelites have complete reliance on the Lord.
就是讲到以色列人他们要完全的依赖神。
You know, why would you save something for yourself for tomorrow?
你为什么为自己要为明天存留一些东西呢？
It says, don't let the fat of the feast remain until the morning.
这里面讲到不要将脂油留到第二天的早上。
You know fat, okay, fat.
脂油大家都知道，肥肉。
When we look at fat nowadays in the 21st century, what do we look at it as?
那么21世纪当我们看到脂油的时候我们会怎么想？
Bad.
坏东西。
It means belly fat.
接下来我们会长肚子。
Right. I went to the mall yesterday with my parents and my wife and kids. We went to the mall. We sat down. Right next to us is a chain store called at the food court. Right, called Five Guys.
那么昨天呢，我跟我父母、我妻子，我们带着孩子到购物中心，我们到吃饭的地方，在旁边有一个店叫做 Five Guys。
You know what makes Five Guys so good?
大家知不知道这个 Five Guys 的东西为什么那么好吃呢？
Because when you eat it, the oil, the grease is dripping down.
因为当你吃的时候，那里面的油就进到你肚子里。
Oh, so good.
太好吃。
My colleague and I, we made a decision. You know, every year we will go to Five Guys just twice.
我跟我的同事呢，我们之间有一个约定，每年我们到 Five Guys 去两次。
Because it feels like every time when we go there, we have to run like 100 miles to run it off.
因为每次我们吃完之后，都好像要跑100个 mile 才能够把消化掉。
When we think of fat, we think of bad, really bad. Oil, bad. No, no good.
我们每次讲到肥油都马上就想到那是不好。
Salad, good, good, good. Salad is good.
那么 salad 就是好的。
Okay. Salad with oil, no, no good.
那但是如果加了油就不好了。
Okay. Oil is evil. Oil is evil.
那个油是罪恶的。
But you know, at that time for those people.
但是在过去那个时候。
What is fat?
脂油是什么？
Fat is something really precious.
是非常宝贵的。
It's not like everyone has 10 cows for them to eat, okay? It's hard for them to find fat and grease and nutrition.
那个时候不是那么有营养的，对他们来讲能够有脂油有营养，那是非常困难的事。
So guess what? At that time, if there's fat,
所以那时候如果有脂油的话，
and if I can't consume it tonight,
如果今天晚上吃不下去，
guess what I will do?
我会做什么？
I will leave it till tomorrow.
我会留到明天。
It's precious. I'm not going to throw this away.
这个东西太好了，我不会把它扔掉。
But God says, don't do it.
但是神说不要这样做。
Don't leave anything.
不要留下任何东西。
Until the next morning.
留到第二天早上。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
It means rely on me completely. Because tomorrow I will provide for you.
这是说呢，你要完全的信靠我，因为明天我会供应你。
Don't leave anything for yourself.
不要为你自己保留任何东西。
As if you can save yourself.
好像能够救你自己一样。
It is me, it is I who can provide for you.
是我来供应你的需要。
You are completely to offer up everything you have.
你呢，是把你自己所有的一切都献上。
Don't save the fat for tomorrow.
不要把脂油留到明天。
Complete reliance on God.
完全的依靠神。
Give it up.
完全的献上。
Doesn't this remind you of Romans chapter 12?
这有没有让大家想到罗马书第十二章？
Offer yourself up as a living sacrifice, so on and so forth.
把你自己当作活祭献给神。
Total reliance on God.
完全的依靠神。
And then it says, the best fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God.
下面说呢，地里首先出熟之物要送到耶和华你的殿。
They are to offer up the best to the Lord.
要把最好的献给神。
You know, what's first fruit?
出熟之物是什么？
First fruit are the fruit of the labor.
是辛勤劳苦的结果。
That they have spent a long time for.
他们花了很长的时间。
They planted.
他们要耕种。
They watch for the weather, for the storm, for drought.
他们要看天气, 要看, 要看雷雨, 要看干旱。
They worry.
他们担忧。
They watch out throughout the season, every day.
他们这个季节, 每天都要看天气。
It can't flood.
不能有洪水,
but it can't be too dry.
也不能有干旱。
They need to watch their crops grow.
他们要看他们的作物增长。
And finally,
最后,
the fruits come.
成熟了。
And finally, something came out.
终于长出来了。
What would a normal man think when they see the first fruits coming out?
那么当一般人看到初熟的果子结出来的时候, 他们会做什么呢?
You've labored and worried for months, and now it's here.
你过去的几个月, 你一直劳苦, 你一直担心, 现在终于结果了。
Now think about it. Today, what do I have to do to get these things? I go to the supermarket.
那么今天呢, 如果我想要这些东西的话, 我就去超市。
My labor is driving.
那我所做的就是开个车。
Okay, it's my foot. That's my labor.
就是我的脚要付出一些劳力。
At that time, no, they sow the seeds, they watch it, they water it, they care for it. Think about it, it's hard work.
那个时候都不一样, 他们要把种子种在地里面, 他们要看顾它, 他们要向它施水, 他们要担心。
What if nothing comes out?
如果没有收成呢?
They're to starve.
他们就会挨饿。
But no, here, first fruit came.
现在初熟的果子出来了。
You'll be happy, yeah, of course you're happy.
你会高兴, 当然会高兴。
Of course you're happy.
你当然高兴。
Maybe they will bring it to the family and see, yay, we have first fruits, we're not going to go hungry.
他们也许会把这些食物带到家里面, 让大家看, 说, 我们不会挨饿了。
Maybe they're to offer it to themselves.
也许把他们把这些东西就给了自己。
Hey, good job, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff干得好。
We have things to eat.
我们有东西吃了。
But God wants them to learn.
但是神要他们学习。
When there's first fruit,
当有了初熟之物的时候,
of our labor,
我们劳苦得来的,
it's often what we treasure the most.
是我们最宝贵的。
If you ask a college graduate,
如果你问一个大学毕业生,
that they've put out so many different, you know, resumes, interviews, hard work.
他们发了好多好多的简历, 经过好多好多面试,
well, finally, when that job comes,
终于得到一个工作,
who do they praise?
他们感谢谁?
Who did I praise?
我会感谢谁呢?
Who do you praise?
你会感谢谁?
When you get that job, when you get the fruit of your first labor, when your hard of your hard labor, when the first fruit comes, who do you remember?
当你得到第一份工作, 当你经过辛勤的劳作之后, 终于有了初熟之物的时候, 你要感谢谁呢? 你到谁那里去?
God says,
神说,
offer it to me.
要献给我。
Offer it to me.
要把它献给我。
Because remember,
因为你要记得,
you sow it,
你耕,
but I protect.
你撒种, 我保护了。
You're the one that sowed, but I am the one that provides.
你是撒种的, 但是我却是保护的。
Okay, and it says, you know, to go, there's no temple again, there's no temple, okay?
那个时候并没有圣殿。
It says, house of the Lord your God. Here it says, the house of the Lord your God. Offer up your first fruit to the house of the Lord your God.
但是说呢, 要把这些东西带到你神的殿中。
Where is the house of God?
神的殿在哪里?
There's no house of God.
那时候没有神的殿。
There's no tabernacle.
也没有会幕。
There's no temple.
也没有圣殿。
Interesting, right?
这很有趣, 是不是?
Moses said the house of God.
摩西却说,
what did he mean?
是什么意思?
What did he mean?
他说什么呢?
It means that we are not to bring this to a physical location. That's not what he meant.
这里面他说的不是我们要带到某一个具体的地方。
The most precious ones in our hearts, we are to offer it up from our heart.
那么最珍贵的是从我们心里面来奉献。
We offer up what we treasure the most from our hearts.
是从我们内心把我们最珍贵的献给神。
Wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
And last verse,
最后一节,
it's pretty interesting.
是非常有趣的。
It says, you shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
不可用山羊羔母的奶煮山羊羔。
You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. I don't know about you.
我不知道大家如何,
when I read it the first time,
我第一次读到这里的时候,
I'm like, okay, what does this mean?
这在说什么?
Celebrate three times in a year.
一年庆祝三次,
you do this, you do this.
做这个, 做那个,
don't save anything for yourself.
不要为自己存留任何事情,
offer up what you have to me in the house of the Lord.
把你所有的到神的殿里面来,
and oh, by the way, don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk.
然后又讲了,
what is he talking about?
他在说什么?
This may seem something that's completely disconnected.
这个对我们来讲,
it's actually not.
其实不是的.
From a lot of studies and research.
那么从很多很多的研究的结果,
there's something that's very confidently we can say in the land of Canaan.
啊, 我们可以很有把握地说呢, 在迦南地,
doing in all those people that worship idols,
在那些拜偶像的人当中,
they have a ritual.
他们有一个仪式,
that ritual is to boil a goat in the goat's mother's own milk.
那么这个仪式呢, 就是 把山羊羔放在它山羊羔母的奶里面煮。
It's something that's really cruel. You're cooking the young goat, but not only cooking it, but cooking the goat from his own mother's milk.
大家想想这件事, 你不单单是煮一个山羊羔, 而且是用这个山羊羔的妈妈的奶来煮。
Why?
为什么?
It's that ritual they will do it to offer up to their idols, so it assures them, it guarantees them an abundant harvest for next year.
因为在这种仪式所表示的就是呢, 他们用这种方式来献给他们的偶像, 以至于这个偶像可以保证他们下一年会有丰收。
That's a ritual that they do.
就是那个时候的仪式。
Throughout the land of Canaan.
在整个在迦南全地。
Remember, they're not in Canaan yet at this time.
要记得以色列人这个时候他们还没有到迦南。
But God is here to remind them.
但是神在这里面告诉他们。
When you go into the land of Canaan, you will see that.
你们到了迦南之后会看到这样的事。
That is what they do. That's what the Gentiles do to help them to have a good season next year.
这是那些外邦人那些他们所做的以期待下一年他们能够有好收成。
Remember, don't do it.
你们要记得不可以这样。
You don't need to do that.
你们不需要这样。
You have me.
你们有我。
Rely on me.
要依赖我。
Rely on me.
要依赖我。
You know, when we come to these holidays, when we come to celebrate festivals, what do we think of?
那么大家想想, 当我们来到这些节期, 来纪念这些节期的时候, 我们要做什么?
Who do we think of?
我们会想到谁?
You know, God is telling the Israelites, keep these festivals.
神说, 你们要纪念这些节期,
have rest, relax.
你们要休息, 放松,
but don't forget about me.
但是不要忘记我。
Remember what I have done for you in the past.
要记得我过去所做的。
Remember what I'm providing for you right now.
要记得我此刻为你们所供应的。
And remember, I will protect you like I protected you before into the future.
也要记得在未来我要像过去怎样保护你们一样来保护你们。
The past, the present, the future, and the hope, they all belong to God.
过去, 现在,
you know, do we celebrate these three festivals?
我们今天是不是也纪念过这三个节呢?
We don't.
我们没有过。
We don't celebrate Sukkot. Sukkot is the feast of ingathering in October. We don't celebrate that.
我们呢, 不会过这样的, 在8月份,
October.
哦, 在10月份, 我们不会过收藏节。
We don't do it.
我们不过节。
But brothers and sisters, do you know that we are actually doing it every week right here?
但是大家知不知道, 其实我们每个礼拜都这样做。
There is one festival that we celebrate every single week, at least for this church, it's every week.
至少在这个教会, 我们每个礼拜都有一个节。
You know what that is?
大家知道这是什么节?
That is the day, that's the festival of the bread and the cup. We call it the Feast of Communion.
我们称之为
Communion.
波饼.
That's where we celebrate these three festivals.
我们是这样来过这三个节.
If you don't know,
如果你不知道的话,
let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
可以看一下哥林多前书第11章23到26节.
As we conclude.
我们这样结束.
Okay, it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, broke it and said, 'This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in the remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'"
我当日所传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。”
This short passage, and also in the Gospel book, you can see the same passage in different versions. You can read it.
这段不长的经文，你在福音书里面你也可以看到记载。
This passage keeps on telling us three things.
这段经文告诉我们三件事。
First, remember what Jesus has done for you on the night he was betrayed.
要记得在主耶稣在被卖的那一夜为我们所做的。
Remember he went to the cross for us.
要记得他为我们上了十字架。
Remember the blood and the body that he has shed for us.
要记得他为我们所流的血和他舍的身体。
Remember what he did for us.
要记得他为我们所做的。
And guess what? When you come,
当我们来的时候,
do this in remembrance of me.
要记得他, 要纪念他,
in the present day, we are to remember him.
在此刻我们要纪念他,
and we are not only remember him today.
我们不单单此刻要纪念他,
it says,
而且讲到,
proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
表明主的死, 直等到他来,
until he comes.
直等到他来,
what does that mean?
这是什么意思?
Hope for the future.
就是对未来的盼望。
In the gospel books, when you read the same passage,
在福音书里面读到这一段的时候,
Jesus said, "I will not drink this cup again."
主耶稣说，我不会再喝这杯,
until the day I drink the new cup with you.
直到我跟你们同喝新的那日,
remember the hope for the future.
要记得未来的盼望。
When we come to the bread and the cup, what are we remembering?
我们来到饼杯面前的时候, 是纪念什么?
We are remembering what he's done for us in the past.
我们记得他过去为我们做了什么?
We are to remembering his provision for us in the present.
我们要纪念他此刻为我们的供应。
And we are to remember the hope that he is giving us, that one day we will drink the new cup with him.
我们要记得他给我们的盼望，就是有一天我们要跟他同喝新的。
Just as the Israelites when we come,
就像以色列人来的时候一样,
they are to offer up their best.
他们要把最好的献给神。
When we come to the bread and the cup,
我们来到饼杯前面的时候,
how are you offering up your best?
你是怎样把自己最好的献给他?
The Israelites had to have total and complete reliance on God.
以色列人他们要完全的依靠神。
When you come to the bread and the cup,
当我们来到饼杯前面的时候,
what's the manner that you should come with?
你应该带着什么心态?
When the Israelites are celebrating together, it's not a festival with one person.
当以色列人他们来庆祝节期的时候, 不是一个人。
They come as a whole nation, the Israelites come to God.
而是以色列全家一同来到,
when you come to the bread and the cup,
当我们来到饼杯前面,
don't come as one person.
不要一个人单独的来,
you're a body,
乃是基督的身体,
of God, of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的身体,
you're coming to communion together.
我们来一同来薄饼,
you know, we still celebrate these three holidays,
我们仍然在纪念这三个节气,
as often as we can.
我们常常如此行。
It's good that we have this every week.
In some church, they do this once a month.
有些教会他们是一个月才做一次,
in some they even do it twice a year.
还有的地方是一年只有两次,
you have it often.
我们却常常这样行,
so treasure that moment.
我们要宝贝这样的时间,
remember our God.
纪念我们的神,
he is calling you to remember him.
他叫我们来纪念他。
Israelites, three festivals.
以色列人有三个节期,
our bread and cup.
我们薄饼纪念主。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear God, once again we thank you.
亲爱的神，我们再次感谢你。
We thank you for giving us this time.
谢谢你给我们这段时间。
We thank you for giving us your words.
谢谢你把你的话给我们。
We thank you for calling us once and once again.
我们感谢你一次又一次地呼召我们。
To come to you.
来到你面前,
to think how much you have loved us.
来思想你如何的爱我们,
to think about how much you have already done for us.
来思想你为我们所做的,
Lord, help us.
主啊帮助我们,
so that in our everyday life, we are not only coming to you to ask of you what we don't have.
让我们不要每天到你面前只是向你祈求我们所没有,
let us learn to remember what you have already given us, that you have already given you yourself to us. We thank you so much for loving us even before we loved you. We thank you so much for loving us, these unlovable people. We thank you so much. May you speak to our hearts.
愿你对我们心说话,
may you bless us.
愿你祝福我们,
we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.